Greater Miami there. I hate milk. Hang on a sec. So Mark continued with his wacky legacy after this with a group named Flin Flon, which is named after City Manitoba. So I grew up in Western Canada and Saskatchewan, and there's a lot of, when you think back of all the interesting names, especially maybe Indigenous names, fantastic names and based on Indigenous history. So we've got Flin Flon, and then a lot of the record here they released in about 99 or 2000. It's called AOK, and we've got names of songs like Red Deer, Moose Jaw, Medicine Hat, Buffalo Narrows. There's a Cavendish song on a different album, so a Nova Scotia album that he put out later, and another song called Kamloops. So this is Flin Flon, Mark Robinson's band from the late 90s, early 2000s on CJSF, Kamloops. Yeah, enjoyed that. That's Kamloops by a band called Flin Flon. So check that album out, AOK from 99, I believe. That's new-ish to me. As I was doing a dig, I came up with that. So it's kind of, as I said, we saw unrest in 93, and so unrest was big around our parts in the day, and then kind of forgot about it in the late 90s. But as I said, they're opening for Wedding Present next week at the Wise Club, and they're still touring right now elsewhere. You can look them up. So let's move into the Wedding Present portion of the show. Let's see. Okay. And so David Gedge is the leader of Wedding Present, and he will be here next weekend. One of the only original members, members of the band. Like Unrest, Wedding Present, as they say in the UK, the Weddos, began in the late 80s in Leeds. That's a city near Manchester up in the north, well, in Yorkshire, kind of in the center of the UK, of England. Other bands from Leeds, just to get your reference here, A Gang of Four, Chumbawamba, The Kaiser Chiefs, Sisters of Mercy, The Mekons, Soft Cell, Alt-J, Yard Act recently, and SA English Teacher. So there's some bands that are from this area. So quite a decent lineup here. David Gedge is the singer-songwriter. Their songs are jangly and fast, and the lyrics focused around love, loss, heartbreak, and revenge. That's a quote from the wiki page. But yeah, it's a lot of the songs are about losing his love interest. He put out 9 albums, starting with an album called George Best in 1987, and countless singles in 1992. I think they put out a single 7-inch record, or 45, if you want to call it, every one a month for the whole year. The live show next week and playing now is featuring the album Sea Monsters, which is from 1991, which was produced by Steve Albini. And you know about him. So let's start our Weddo's journey with a song from the album named for a brilliant footballer and a brilliant alcoholic from Northern Ireland. So this song is called What Have I Said Now from the compilation Bizarro by Wedding Present. Thanks for listening. It's a little bit plodding for the first minute or so, but it really kicks in. Actually isn't from George Best. The next song will be.
I think sometimes you forget, and now look how we're upset. Let's talk about it later. Why can't I ever say what I mean? Why can't I ever say what I mean? I know I don't know her name, and no, it's not the same. I just thought you looked quite pretty. What do you want me to do? Smile at nobody but you. Well, if you're gonna be that petty, I'm not being unfair. Okay, I am, but who cares? Well, now at least we're talking. What about all of those friends and all those letters they send? They can't all be that boring.
Here's the song from George Best. It's called Something and Nothing.
I'm more like a punter. If you ask me, does that guitar sound nice? I say, yes, it sounds nice. If it's a nice, smooth, distorted sound, it's not completely interfering and overloading. We've had about three of them so far already today, so they are nice sounds to me. But what you two have paid to do is to make sure the frequencies don't interfere, so there's no point in asking me if it sounds all right.
Get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
So that song was from George Best. So let's move on to the Steve Albini produced Sea Monsters from, let's see, is it 92? Let's see, 1991. And maybe it came out in the States in 92. So this song's called Dare. And next week they'll be playing most of this album because it's the 35th anniversary. So 91 probably release in the UK. So this song's called Dare. We'll be right back. That's Dare from that's the wedding present from an album called Sea Monsters. That's really indicative of this era of wedding present. He did put out a lot more music after what we're going through here, including in a band called Cinerama. But then we did go back to using the name Wedding Present. Late 80s, Wedding Present put out a cover by Pavement in 89, before a few years before Pavement really hit it big. And I guess one of the members of the band was in America and heard it and bought some records and took them back to the UK, and they released it. I think Wedding Present released it in 89, and so that was that Pavement cover, Box Elder. I don't know if you heard it. It's just sort of classic Pavement song. Helped the California slacker band get noticed by John Peel. So John Peel in the UK started playing Pavement over there because of the Wedding Present connection. Roll on a few years. After Sea Monsters, Wedding Present signed with Island Records, so a major label, and put out an album called Watusi. This is in 1994. So let's have a quick listen to a song called Click Click on CGSF 90.1 FM. This is Noise of Carpet celebrating Wedding Present and Unrest, because they're both playing here and next week. I'll be back here in a few minutes.
Every Just take whatever you see. I need you to love me, and no one could mean as much as you do to me. Every last bit of me, no in between. Just take whatever you see. I need you to love me, and no one could mean as much as you do to me.
There's Click Click from Watusi, a Wedding Presents major label debut. It didn't make the top 40 charts in the UK, but it has been released. It's been available and released as an anniversary edition once or twice as well. Watusi, that's a good album. If you like indie rock, that's an album that you can listen to pretty much end to end. I did interview David Gedge in November of 1996 when he was here. I think played the town pump. He has a reputation of being a bit grumpy, but I have to say he was quite generous with answering my questions. I was a young a DJ here at the station in the day, and author of many naive questions to bands like Sebado and Stereolab and Wedding Present. So he was really nice, and I probably have to put up with these sort of things throughout a tour in those days, because you could interview the bands that you liked if you were from a station, from a college station in the day, because it was really important to get airplay. Unlike I suppose it is now, but anyway, really look forward to the show next Saturday at the Wise Club in East Vancouver. Next Saturday, it's sold out, 250 people, so it should be fantastic. So this is a band that I would be happy sharing 2,000 seats with for sure, and could easily pull off a 2,000, 3,000 seater. So to be in a room with them and Mark from Unrest, that's that small. I'm really looking forward to it. Maybe we can get a couple IDs. I hope so. I'll be ready for that. Maybe even I'll take some stuff for them to sign if they're okay with that. So that's Wedding Present. So thanks for listening to Noise of Carpet. I'm back in 2 weeks. Earth Day is taking over the airwaves next Wednesday, so that's good. And so let's finish off today with a hit from 1998 by DJ Easy Rock and Rob Bass, making their Noise of Carpet debuts. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks on Noise of Carpet.
Just won't slack up.
Joy!
Palm it up, palm it up.